Hi, how are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. I had one of those weeks where you are moving through the motions because I am doing a lot. But I am not going to say by the grace of God because I am not one of those people who always mention God here and there. As someone who grew up Catholic, went to a Catholic boarding school, had my confirmation, my first Holy Communion, was baptized in the Catholic Church, and my family, up until today, are deep in the Catholic Church. Very, very religious family. So can you imagine coming from a family like this, and then you are a homosexual, and then you are announcing to the whole world that you are gay, and they see you? Of course, I'm going to go to hell, according to some of them. But you know what? I realized earlier on in my life that this does not serve me. This is not for me. That I do not want to be in a place where I am told every fucking time that I am wrong. I said to myself, if I get to a stage in my life where I am able to sustain myself without asking for help from any of these people, I will live in my truth. I say this all the time to people who say to me, oh, I prayed and this, that, and God answered my prayers. And you ask them, what did you do? And then they explain something that they've been working towards already. And then someone comes to support, maybe it's a business and things like this. And they will say, oh, it's the miracle of God. If God is powerful, right? Which God you feel that is powerful? What about other people? Why will I have children and want all my children to suffer and want my children to constantly ask me for favor? And then I decide the one that I want to favor. That does not seem right in my eye. I am not saying that having a belief system is wrong. There is nothing wrong with having some form of belief system because that's normal. But I'm not going to believe in a God that is always used and weaponized against me to tell me that I'm wrong. That is not a God I want to be associated with. As a gay African man, I am tired. I am sick and tired of this. And I know that a lot of gay men, a lot of queer people are sick and tired of this whole thing about God said that you're going to go to hell, yada, yada, yada. African gay men, African queer people are done with carrying the shame that religious leaders created. Because the whole thing about this nonsense is like, oh, it is shameful to be gay, yada, yada, yada. Have you seen the number of stories out here at this particular time, in this moment that we are living in, about some pastors that are doing things that are higgy and haga? Some of them will say, I want to pray the gay away. And they do something with you. There's a lot of that stories. Those kind of stories across Nigeria, across the diaspora and other places where you hear some of this nonsense. And a lot of men who are actually gay because of these religious leaders have created this shame. A lot of people are not able to be themselves. I remember this story vividly. When I gained a little bit of traction on TikTok, there's a particular guy that comes on my TikTok lives, and he said he was dating this pastor. Not really dating, but I don't know what I would call that, but they had sex the night before, which was on Saturday. He came to church, and this same good-for-nothing fool called a pastor was preaching against gay people, preaching how being gay is horrible, how you will go to hell if you are gay, and things like this. And he was so pissed off with him. He walked off the church and blocked him. This is what happens. We are extremely done with your hypocrisy. We are done being the scapegoats while the church hides its own sins. Do you know the number of horrible things that has happened in the Catholic Church? And they cover it up in the name of God. I am not going to speak because if I speak, I am going to tarnish the image of the church. A lot of you are complicit in all of this nonsense. You are. The church loves control more than compassion. This is why you see some of your religious leaders ask you for money. They want you to give them the money. God loves a cheerful giver. This has happened so many times. When people invite me to their church, You know when they say, if you are new here, stand up. If you do that, that's how they will pester your life. They will bother you. You need to donate to this, donate that, donate that. It is all about money and control. Queer Africans suffer while religious leaders thrive in hypocrisy. This is not even only queer Africans. Queer people in general, especially a lot of you queer people who go to some of these churches, that I don't understand why you go there. Why these religious leaders just thrive in their hypocrisy and do all their nonsense. And you are there listening to them and saying, praise the Lord. Do not go to a place where you are not wanted, where you are told that you are going to go to hell. I don't understand why queer Africans do this. There are a lot of places you can go to. I have said this consistently. Why do you want to go to a place where you are not loved, where you are not accepted? Why? Do you like suffering? Is that a kink for you? Because this does not make any sense. There are so many religious organizations and churches you can go to as a queer person and worship in peace, with no hypocrisy, with no judgment, where you are allowed to come as yourself. Come as you are. There are a lot of religious organizations and churches like this. Go to those places. Stop going to places where you are seen as a sinner, where you are called all sorts of names, where they tell you repent, where they tell you I will kill you in Jesus' name. Stop going to places like that. It is not good for you mentally. You do not need that nonsense. What really annoys the crap out of me is how faith is used to break people instead of lift them. You are saying God, 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 but you are using it to break people down. The number of times girls, young girls have been told, why are you dressed like this? You are dressed like a prostitute. We don't want you here. But it is the house of God. Is everybody okay here? I swear. Some of you are mad. Religion is not the enemy. Hypocrisy is the fucking enemy. Every day, all day, all time. A lot of African people live in hypocrisy. It is absolutely wild. We gay people, we queer people from Africa, everywhere, we are tired of some of these good-for-nothing pastors who preach purity while living double lives. We are tired of churches built on fear instead of faith. We are tired of religious leaders who use the Bible as a weapon while ignoring the actual teachings of love, justice, and compassion. It is horrible. What the hell is this? I was shared a video the other day where somebody was saying something about things that has happened to him, where people have come on to him. And some of these people are the so-called religious people. I will never, ever step into any church in the name of worshiping anything, to be in community with anybody who wants to control me in the name of religion and tell me that I'm a bad person, that I'm a sinner, that I'm going to go to hell for being gay, that they will pray the gay away. No, I do not want to be part of that. I do not want that. I want none of it. Religion, the bad ones who claim to be religious, this has been twisted into a tool of harm. But you know what I'm telling you today? If you are queer from anywhere, from Africa, anywhere you are, reclaim your spirituality in a different way. And we have realized that we are reclaiming our spirituality, because I see it around people that I know that are religious, that are into spirituality, who are queer people. Because the hypocrisy no longer holds any power on us. This is why I don't care. I relate to whatever I feel is higher than me in my own best way, because this hypocrisy does not hold any power over us anymore. Because we see it, we see you act it, we see you behave like a fool in the name of your so-called control that is not God, actually. Because the God that I was taught, that I was preached to as a child, it's about love. But these days, every fucking thing that has to do with religion, Christianity, being holy, and holier than thou being closer to God. It's about control, harm, and wickedness.
I have had so many conversations about the religion of the white man versus African spirituality, which means colonial religion and African spirituality. And a lot of the times when you have these conversations with people, they say to you, the African spirituality is demonic, it is evil, it is that, we don't believe in that, my grandfather was doing that, it is evil, it is a sin, I don't want to have anything to do with that. And then you ask them, how do you believe in a religion that doesn't have anything to do with you? Some of these people don't even look like you. They will be looking at you because they don't have anything to come back with. And this is a conversation I have most times when people say to me, oh, you're going to go to hell, find Jesus, repent before it is too late. God still loves you. And I keep asking myself, absolutely, I'm going to repent. Of course I'm going to repent, but I'm going to repent from your stupidity because you do not have common sense. That is what I'm going to repent from because you are stupid. You're talking out of your ass. They don't understand this. And a lot of our people who don't understand this do not understand that homophobia in Africa came through colonial missionaries. When slavery was happening, when the white man came to Africa, missionaries came with them. They came with them telling you that they are baptizing you, cleansing you, that it would take it whatever. How do they say that? I don't know how to quote all of these things. That it will be difficult for a rich man to go to the kingdom of God. Yari, yari, yari. That's something about the needle and whatever. And you believe that. A lot of these people, if they have a better life, if things are working for them, they will never go to church. But they go there based on the fake promises that was given to them. But they forget that this was something that was used to control you. Go and read some of the letters that was written to some of their leaders during colonization. It is on the internet. A lot of you don't read. Homophobia in Africa came through colonial missionaries and colonization. Many indigenous African spiritual systems had space for queer people. Religion was weaponized to civilize and control. Africans weren't homophobic until we were taught to be. We had diverse gender roles. It is okay to be yourself and be who you are with nobody caring what you do and how you live your life. And now a lot of you have grabbed this and you say, oh, it is not our culture. Do you know the number of times a lot of good-for-nothing Igbo gay men who are crusty and dusty tell me, stop using Igbo in your name. We don't have gay people in Igbo land. There are no gay people in Igbo land. Why are you bringing shame to us? And I'll be like, are you okay? Do you know how many men that are married to women that I know who are gay? Some of them I have slept with. Some of them I have had sex with. Some of them are grandfathers. Some of them are men that you respect, that are powerful, who you would be like, that will never be him. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not trying to out anybody. I will never do that. You will never, ever know any of these men. But to tell me that there are no gay men in Igbo land is mad to me. It is wild. Go to Are Are Aba, Main Market Onitsha, Nkwonnewi, Ekoka, Main Market Enugu, New Market Enugu, Abakeleke, all of them, Sabongeri Market in Kano, Jankara Kasua, Alaba International. There are Igbo men everywhere who are homosexuals. Why are you worried about someone being gay that is not doing anything bad? There are a lot of Igbo men who are fraudulent, scammers, who are murderers, who are thieves, who beat on their wives, who cheat on their wives, who abuse children, who abuse women, who steal. You are not worried about all of those things, but it is me that you are giving all this nonsense energy. This is why it shall never be well with some of you. Because if you have common sense, you will understand that your so-called God created everyone in their own image and likeness. But the thing is, it is not about God. It is not about love. It is not about compassion. It is not about spirituality. It is not about religion. It is about control, wickedness, and being a mean, coward cow. That is what it's all about. Because some of you don't even know how to wash your bum crack properly. Because you think that if you wash your bum crack, you are a homosexual. Some of you don't even want to masturbate when you are horny.
because you've been told that touching yourself is gay. Touching yourself is being a lesbian. Some of you are so fucking stupid. It boggles the mind and you do not want to learn and you do not want to unlearn some of the bullshit that you've learned from last year, from 2000 years ago, that is not okay for you. What so is shocking, but is no longer shocking to me anymore, is some of these fools who approach me all the time and tell me how they do not like me, how they hate me, but they are constantly on my page, nonstop, engaging with me. Why are you engaging with someone you hate that is going to go to hell, according to all of you? Because where I am sitting, I do not believe in hell and hellfire. You live in hell because you are sad, miserable, depressed, and suffering from your internalized homophobia, and you don't want to be yourself. I am here being fab, living my life, being a gay man unapologetically. The moment you stop hating on people who did not do anything for you, you will find heaven, because heaven is what you make it, and you're making your life a hell. And it shall continue to be like that for you. There's a saying in Igbo language, when you take something from a child and you keep it like this, you will get tired and you will bring it down. A lot of you will continue to move around like restless spirits, like someone that their funeral rites was not done for, and their spirits and ghost is restless, because your souls are restless. You are unhappy. You are sad. And I feel sorry for you. Prayer that you are directing towards queer Africans and queer people, pray it for yourself, because you need it. That repentance you are talking about, repent from your stupidity. Repent from your meanness, from your evil ways, because you shall need that. The dangerous double lives of African pastors. You know, some of them shout, Jesus, Jesus, God, God, I am going to pray for you for prosperity and power, but they are dangerous. There's a pattern. Pastors preaching anti-gay sermons and preaching the Bible while sleeping with men is with all the freaking time. I have heard stories, so many of them. A lot of them, all the time, in different ways, in different versions. Uncles using iron to burn their nephews, flogging them, abusing them for being gay, but they sleep with men behind their wives' backs. They suffer from internalized homophobia. Leaders hiding scandals by projecting shame onto queer people. The obsession with LGBTQIA plus people to distract from corruption, abuse, and greed. Some pastors are not fighting sin. They are fighting their own reflection, because they can see what they are doing. They can see that they are wayward. They can see that they cannot live in their truth. And it will continue to eat some of you up. A lot of you are extremely wild and wayward. As I always say, queer people are not your problem. We are living our life being juicy, moisturized, hydrated, glowy, and doing all the things, being fabulous. Have you seen us? Have you fucking seen us? We are unique. We set the trends. We invent things. We do all the things. And we stay stylish and moisturized as always and unbothered. Stop living in your denial. Stop weaponizing your nonsense. It is not helping anybody. One of the things that really, really breaks my heart is when I see things that are happening to people all the time. So yesterday, I was on TikTok Live, and this young man, he's always on my TikTok live stream and things like this. And we were having these conversations of the things that has happened to him, how the family was really, really violent towards him for being gay. And this is something that happens across the board. Thank goodness for me, I never ever faced any physical violence from my family, from my relatives and things like this, but they stopped speaking to me. Thank goodness for that. But what we're going to talk about is the emotional violence against queer Africans that happens every time within our homes. Families using religion to justify abuse. Churches creating fear and fear-based environments. The trauma of hearing you are an abomination is immense. It weighs down on you mentally and emotionally. The pressure to pray away who you are, to pray away your identity, to pray away the queerness, to pray away the gayness. The pressure is massive. This is the reason why a lot of us queer people are not able to live our life unapologetically in the open. Religion becomes psychological warfare when love is removed. Because what happens is, a lot of these people talk about these things, but they actually do not love you. There is no love. Because how are you, as an adult, finds out that a child who is like 13, 14, 15, or 16, or 17, 18, or even in their early 20s, is gay, lesbian, or queer, all you are thinking is about the shame of your family. It's about how God did not create them. What you resort to is abuse, belittling them, telling them how wrong they are. You're not thinking about how they feel. You're not thinking about, oh, this is my child. I'm going to love you regardless. And in this moment, I know that a lot of our parents don't really love us. They just care. They cater for you. Not even care. They just cater for you. They feed you and pay your fees and expect you to be their pension. That is why when anything you are doing, they feel like it's not working, they get really, really, really frustrated with you. That you are bringing shame to the family. A lot of you are not deserving of having children. I have said this in so many ways. We need a course for parenting. Some of you need to go through a process like you go when you do your driving lessons to see if you are actually qualified to be a parent, because some of you are crazy and wild. The number of the things I have seen some Nigerian fathers and some Nigerian mothers do to their children in the name of raising them. And I would be like, you are horrible. You are a bad parent. You are traumatizing your child. You are raising a broken child because of the way you have treated your children. You do not have love for your children. And this is not even only towards gay people and towards queer people. This happens a lot in a lot of our families. And a lot of you need to unlearn some of the bullshits you've learned in the way you raise your children, because that is not how you raise a child. I remember this story. This happened when I was in school. In Kano, we had a neighbor and he stole from his father. And when they caught him and his friends, his uncle flogged him with a cable, and he had a lot of laceration, and he used scotch bonnet pepper to rub all over this boy. He was screaming. This boy could not eat, could not walk for like almost 3 weeks. That has never ever left my mind, my head. I think of this sometimes because it was so traumatic even for me, and that did not happen to me. And you expect that man that he is today, if he hasn't gone to therapy, to be okay. Maybe he will raise his child like that because he doesn't know any better. You should stop treating your children like shit and treat them like a human being, because we deserve love. We are reclaiming our spirituality like I did. I have reclaimed mine. African queer men, African queer people, African gay men are reclaiming spirituality in our own kind of fabulous, amazing way. Many queer Africans still believe in God, but we just don't believe in toxic religion and God. We don't want none of your toxicity. We do not want to be around that. We do not want to be around your nonsense and things that you do in the name of your God, but it's control. We don't want to be there. Spirituality is beyond the walls of the church. It involves meditation, ancestors, and personal faith. That is why I always invoke and call my ancestors. As I am here, my ancestors that mean well are here with me, fighting for me, guiding me, protecting me. And your faith can be personal. You can do meditation. You can do so many things to center yourself. You don't have to go to a church to be closer to your higher being. You need to find queer affirming space, because we are doing this all the time. We are finding queer affirming spaces and communities that helps us to heal from religious trauma. My dear, I have healed from some of the things that I've been told, that I was told as a child, that I heard around so many adults about homosexuality. I don't feel like I'm a sinner. I'm not a sinner for being gay. I don't see myself as bad, as a sinner. There is nothing wrong with me, and there is nothing wrong with you. So we have been doing the healing and the unlearning, and we will continue to do it. Faith
should make you feel whole and not haunted. It should make you feel complete, like you matter, like you are supposed to be here, like you are valid, that you are valid. It shouldn't be something that should traumatize you and make you feel less than. Do you get that? Don't go to places where you are made to feel like you are not a human being. I have said this and I need to say this again. Hypocrisy no longer scares queer people. It no longer scares us because we see right through you all the time. We know what you are about. We know how you roll. We know all your conniving, your nonsense. We see that all the time. Queer Africans are more and more visible. We are visible. I am doing this podcast. There are other queer Africans doing things. I'm doing this podcast. I have vlog channels. I have TikToks. I'm on Instagram. I write blog posts. I am on Substack. I post on Substack. I just do things because we are aware. We are representing. We are educated. We are global. We are connected. Thanks to this thing called the internet. We are telling our stories. We know God. We know God's love is not filtered through our oppressors because we know our oppressors do not mean well. And we understand that we can relate to God if we believe in God in our own way because faith is personal. Your relationship to your higher being is personal and this should be personal for you. This is why I advocate for you don't need to always go to any church or go to anybody to have a relationship with your higher being or your ancestors or to be spiritual or to be centered and things like this. You do not have to do that. We are not scared anymore. And that's what threatens them, the pastors and things like this, because they really get tired of me. Some people will come to me and say to me, why do you not get affected by some of the insults we rain on you all the time? And I will say to them, my darlings, this does not have anything to do with me. It has everything to do with you. I have the right to react the way I want to react. My reaction is what I have power to control. So I am responsible to how I react when you speak to me crazy. And I am not going to react to you. I am not going to respond because I am not on your level in that your madness. I am not crazy like you with wickedness. I am just living my life. I did not do anything wrong. So why should I be worried and care about what you think? No, because it has every fucking thing to do with you. Because Charles did not do anything wrong to you. Gay people, queer people, LGBTQIA plus individuals did not do anything wrong to you. We are just living our lives. We did not choose to be who we are. So I don't care. We are not scared of you anymore. And it threatens you. It makes you mad. That is why some of them go crazy like stray dogs that they are. I have my own kind of message. And this message is to all the queer Africans that are healing from toxic religion. You, my lovelies, you are not an abomination. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are a miracle. You are the light. Your queerness is not a sin. It is sacred. It is the soul. It is the vibes. It is amazing to be queer. Your existence is not a mistake. It is intention. It is intentional. You are here on this earth for a reason. Any religion that can't hold your humanity doesn't deserve your devotion. Because I see a lot of us all the time, we go to these places where we feel like, oh, we should just go to there. We should be there. We should be there. No, don't go to places like that. Okay? You deserve better. You deserve everything amazing. Just know that you are the light, okay? I want to end by telling you that you are fab. You are amazing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining the movement for truth, visibility, representation, and all the things. I see you. We see you. We see each other. You see me. We are in this together. We are wonderful. Nobody absolutely nobody is going to be able to break us. As Beyonce sang, you won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. I'm telling you, you won't break our soul. You won't, because we are fab. I have been Charles, and this has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you so much for joining the movement and being here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being yourself, for being at peace with yourself, for living your life unapologetically. We love us. We love you. We see you. We are always going to be here. Have a wonderful time. I shall see you in the next episode.